Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us. You're listening to Ion Houston. My name is Elia Escobar. Today, we're going to be talking to the amazing folks from Mission Canine Rescue, Mr. Cliff Osborne, Bob Bryant, and Kristen. So Mission Canine Rescue is committed to all the retiring working dogs. Our focus is to assist with the adoption, facilitation, rehoming, rescue from shelters, and transport to forever homes for all dogs who serve. Mission Canine Rescue is an organization right here, right outside Houston. And here to give us all the details is Kristen. Welcome. Welcome all. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, Kristen, tell me a little bit about the organization, Mission Canine Rescue.
Okay. Mission Canine Rescue rescues, reunites, rehomes, rehabilitates, and repairs any retired working dog that has served mankind in some capacity. When I say we rescue, we bring them back from all over the world. We've brought them back from Afghanistan, Iraq, Germany, Japan, Guam, you name it. If they've worked, they've served, we've brought them into our care. We rehab them and we find them homes. The other part of what we do is we reunite military working dogs with the handlers that they deployed with. And that these dogs, that what they've done, they've gone overseas with this handler, they've served, and then they've been separated in some way, shape, or form after service. Either the dog goes on to another handler, and the service member either gets out of the military or changes careers in the military. And then when it's time for the dog to retire, the military decides which handler gets the dog, and then we make sure that the dog gets to the handler, because once the dog retires, it's up to the handler to pay to get the dog to him. So again, we've brought dogs back from everywhere around the world. We've reunited over almost 500 military working dog canine handler teams. So we're real, real proud of that part. That's kind of where we started. And then we got calls about taking dogs in, and it just kind of exploded. So the dogs that do not have designated handlers around the world are the ones that we take in. And that's where our rehabilitation comes in. Sometimes they need medical care. Sometimes they have PTSD and other issues that we need to work through with them so that they can go into a loving home. Our goal is to get every one of them on a sofa for retirement.
Awesome. So do these dogs go to civilians, not necessarily anybody that was in the military before?
Yes, we've adopted them out to many, many civilians. We just make sure that what we do, we're kind of specific about who we adopt to. They fill out an application, and then we take that application and we match a dog that matches their lifestyle. So because some of the dogs are really hyper, even at 10 and 11 years old, they still want to go and run and do. And so we find homes that have that. But some of them, they retire and they just want a sofa. They just want to retire. And so if that's the case, we find somebody that has the more laid back lifestyle. So we're real specific. We get to know the dogs very well to make sure we get them into the right home.
One of the things that you mentioned was the dog's age. What are the ranges of ages that your organization works with?
Typically anywhere from 6 to 10 years old. Most of the time they retire, especially the contract working dogs, which are, they do the same job as the military working dogs, only they are owned by private contract companies. And typically those retire right around the age of 6. So that seems to be a pretty standard age. We've gotten some younger, and we've brought back some as old as 15. So it's amazing that people will open their homes to these dogs, which it's very rewarding. I will say, once you adopt one, it becomes like potato chips. I swear, because it's so rewarding. They're so grateful. It's the best they've ever had it. They've lived in kennels their entire life. They've worked their entire life. And to get that home life is huge for them.
Absolutely. What have you seen? How do they adapt to just kind of a regular life? Just like you mentioned, sitting on the couch and relaxing. How is that transition for them and for the new pet owners?
It's actually a pretty easy transition. You'd be surprised. Somehow they know that they've retired. And once they do, they learn how to relax pretty quickly.
Awesome. Any particular breeds that they work with? Because I know there's a certain breed that are used for like police dogs and military dogs. What are the breeds that you normally work with?
We work with a lot of Belgian Malinois, which are the police canines, like you're talking about, German Shepherds, Dutch Shepherds, and also Labradors. We get quite a few Labradors, but we even have gotten some different breeds. We've gotten German Shorthair Pointers. We've gotten Springer Spaniels. So we get different dogs, but the typical ones are the Shepherds and the Belgian Malinois.
Awesome. And so one of the things that you did mention was an application. Can we talk a little bit about the process on how, if anybody that's listening right now, again, if you're just not joining us, you're listening to Ion Houston. We are talking to Mission Canine Rescue. And if you would like more information, if you're interested in the adoption or finding a forever home for some of these amazing service dogs, please reach out to them. How can we get information? Where can we apply to continue to help and give them a nice warm couch they can retire in?
Sure. You can go to missioncaninerescue.org. That's mission, the letter K, number 9, rescue.org. And you can fill out the application there. There's an application process. And once you fill out the application, we have someone that will get in touch with you to schedule a time to have an interview. And then there's just an interview process that you go through. Once you're approved, then we try to start pairing a dog with you. And then it's getting the dog to you. So that's pretty much our process. And there's a $250 adoption donation. And that just helps us with medical care and also for our facility and keeping our facility running. Because typically, annually we spend about $250,000 annually on medical care alone for these dogs.
And you are right outside of Houston. So I know because of COVID and everything that's going on right now, we can do the process via online and maybe go out to pick up the dog when everything is settled. Or what are your protocols right now?
Well, right now, we because we're outdoors, mainly the dogs are outdoors typically, unless it's an ugly day, which you don't want to come pick one up anyway. They're inside in air conditioned heated kennels if it's not a pretty day, but a day like today, which is beautiful, we will invite you out because we can social distance properly out there and have you come out and meet your dog.
Absolutely. Kristen, one of the questions that I was thinking, I have two young children. Do you recommend families with young children to come out, and also if they're wanting to, add a pet to their home?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We typically do not adopt to families with children under the age of 13 just because of these dogs and the play drive that they have. If we tell the people a lot of times is if you have a 3-year-old that has a stuffed animal and or a ball and the dog just wants the ball, he's not going to see the hand attached to the ball and he's just going to go for it. So we're a little careful about that. But every now and then we still, you know, tell you to apply because every now and then we do get these easygoing labs or an easygoing dog that has really quit working and has said, you know, I really don't care about that ball and that toy anymore. And when that happens, they can go into homes. So we have adopted them out into homes with smaller children, but it's not our typical thing to do.
Great. And also we have Bob on the call as well. Tell us a little bit, Bob, on how you know, just the community can get involved with Canine Rescue, Mission Canine Rescue.
Every nonprofit's nature is to have its hands stuck out, wanting donations. We want the public to be smart about who they give to and to check out organizations that they want to fund. We're happy that we've maintained right at a 90% spend toward our mission for the last few years. It was more than that prior. We have grown a little bit. We use a very, very, very small amount of money to fundraise with, and we're so grateful to the folks that follow us on places like Facebook and Instagram that they share our work. We're nearly 107,000 strong, and these are very engaged people that love working dogs, and that's all organic. We never bought any of these likes. These are people that came to us. What we need is the same thing every nonprofit organization needs. We need funding. I'd love to find someone in the Houston, Texas area that wanted to leave a legacy that would honor them for generations to come. And I'd like to suggest that is Mission Canine Rescue. You don't have to leave a legacy. We're happy with $5. Knowing that 90% of that $5 goes directly to the work. It doesn't matter what it is. Every little bit helps. We fund medical. We fund these transports. None of this stuff is free. That Kristen mentioned that we have a $250 adoption fee. That doesn't even scratch the surface with the amount of money that we spend, roughly $1,500 to $2,000 to get one of these dogs back from Kuwait. $300-$400 for a neuter, maybe $500-$600 for every, you know, miscellaneous vet fees. Basically, my point is we will use your donors' money frugally, and it will go to animals that have served and put their life on the line for citizens of the United States and protect us. We have donations at our website. You can donate through our Facebook page. You can send us a check if you want to. And we're very, very grateful to have the opportunity to talk to you about it here.
Absolutely. Give me that website one more time far as to make donations, to get information, and also all of your socials.
Okay. MissionK9Rescue.org. That's the letter K, the number 9. On Facebook, we're simply Mission K9.
Great. And we could just find you on Instagram and Facebook, you said?
Yes, Facebook is where we're most active. We post some photos on Instagram, but day to day, if you don't know what's going on, go to Facebook.
Awesome. Awesome. And also here with us, speaking about fundraising and, you know, gathering those funds to continue to help the organization is Cliff. Thank you for joining us today. You have an event coming up. Let's talk about that great event.
Sure, we do. So we wanted to do something for Mission Canine, and the name of our event is Fat Boy Golf Events, and it's for benefiting Mission Canine. We're going to take the benefits that we take from it, and we're going to hopefully give them a large check. We're going to have it on March 14th. It's going to be at Tour 18. The entry fee is $300 a team or $150 a man. If you don't have a partner, that's okay. We'll find one for you, or we'll match you up with somebody. It's a two-man scramble for those of us that play golf. That means something. It's a little bit easier than just playing around the golf against a bunch of guys. I'm not going to be real conventional about it. We're not going to pay 1, 2, 3 and have people do it. I'm going to pay 1st and 5th and 10th and maybe dead last. So we're going to try to mix it up a little bit, have a silent auction. I've got some that are donating some things. We're going to have several baskets we're going to have a lot of fun out there. And again, it's March 14th. It's a Sunday. We're going to kick off at 8 a.m. Please reach out to me at fatboygolfevents@yahoo.com. That's fatboy, just like it sounds, fatboygolfevents@yahoo.com.
Awesome. Well, we are looking forward to that, and we hope everybody can come out and support this wonderful, wonderful cause. Like, you know, Bob mentioned, these dogs that have done our duty to protect our country. We absolutely want to get them help. We want to find them homes, more importantly. And so just to kind of recap here, this golf tournament is March 14th. It's on a Sunday. $300 a team, $150 a person. All the information, you can email Cliff at fatboygolfevents@yahoo.com, was it?
At yahoo.com, yep. Well, I'm going to feed them. We're going to have a lunch, some soft drinks. I've got a guy that's going to be out there giving out, he has a new sauce for chicken wings. It's called the Boom Boom Sauce. And so he's going to, I know. And it's
if
really
that
boom,
doesn't
boom,
get you out there, I don't know what will.
That's right, chicken wings and sauce. Come on out. He's going to let everybody taste that. Like I said, the silent auction, I think Christina, you're going to bring some a dog out there, are you?
Oh, yeah, we'll have some dogs there. We'll have some retired military dogs and contract working dogs out there to meet and greet people.
Awesome.
Get to see the heroes.
Yes, absolutely. Right. Kristen, just to kind of wrap it up here, please tell everybody that's listening right now, you know, the great benefits of finding homes for these amazing animals. They're retired. They did their job for us. And so, you know, let's talk a little bit, just kind of put it out there so everybody that's listening can know.
Sure. Yeah. We're actually one quick thing. We're actually leaving this next week. We're flying into San Diego to pick up six retired military working dogs, and we're going to drive across the country to deliver them around the country to their handlers. So that'll be kind of a crazy time. You can follow us on Facebook for that. And then but these dogs that come into our care that we find homes for, they, you know, these dogs have been on the front line. They've served mankind. They've been there for us, and it's our turn to give back to them. And so if you want to give an amazing dog a home and you want to give back to a dog who has done so much for us, then please visit our website and fill out an application, because we have them to go into loving homes.
Absolutely. Kristen, Cliff, Bob, thank you so much for sharing this information. Everybody that's listening, once again, this is missioncaninerescue.org. Please go find them on Facebook. Bob mentioned that this is where they mostly do all their updates. And of course, Kristen, we would love to ride with you and just check out your journey on delivering these pets and, you know, just seeing, you know, their forever homes and seeing these dogs find their new family. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And we'll have that real quick, Ellie. We're going to have the Fatboy Golf event on Mission Canine's Facebook. I've sent them a picture of the flyer. And so anybody and everybody's welcome to come out, see the dogs. If you want to play golf, fine. If you want to come out and contribute, then we absolutely welcome you to do that. Again, this is just something that we wanted to do for Mission Canine, because as you can hear Chris saying, it's an absolutely fantastic operations they have there, and they definitely need the help. So come on out and join us, play some golf, play catch with the dogs, and see a hero.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to get you on the website and on Facebook as well, Cliff. So we'll get both those up here in the next day or two.
Very good.
Sounds great, guys. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Best of luck. You know, try to get all those funds so we can find her forever homes for these for these wonderful dogs.
Thank you. Come play golf, Ellie. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, play golf with us, Ellie.
My name is Ellie Escobar, and you're listening to Ion Houston. Have a wonderful day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.